Don Huffines, thank you for joining us here at KERA.
My honor to be here.
Mr. Huffines, time and time again when we ask voters, they say one of their top priorities is education. So I wanted to talk to you about your philosophy. Would you support more per pupil funding for kids in our schools?
I don't think spending more money equates a better education. I have an approach on education that I think is going to be very powerful, and that is to get more competition in our education system. We need to empower the parents to participate in the system, and the best way to do that is to give them more choice. I think the money should follow the student. Competition is what made America great. It's what I like to say. It lowers the price and increases the quality of everything it touches, and it's going to do the same thing for our education system.
So do you support vouchers?
There are a certain type of voucher program I would certainly look at. I support tax credits. I support getting rid of the cap on charter schools. I support as much competition as possible in the school system, more vocational training. And getting the parents involved in that process is what's critical.
I noticed that you recently supported or endorsed Dan Patrick in the runoff race for lieutenant governor. One of his key efforts that was not successful the last time was to allow businesses to take a tax write-off if they contributed to a fund that would support private school vouchers. The opponent said that's taken money out of the public system. Do you support that effort?
Yes, I'm open to looking at that program that Senator Patrick advocated last session, and he continues to advocate on the campaign trail. Like I said, we need to get competition in our public education system.
You know that teachers are really concerned about this. How would you sell this to teacher groups and make them feel comfortable with your approach?
You know, I think that having competition benefits the faculty. It is going to give them a lot more choices of where they can go to get a job and how much they can make and how much they can get paid. Of course, I'm totally for merit pay and capping administrative salaries and putting more money back into the teaching positions.
If Dan Patrick is elected lieutenant governor and leads the Senate, another issue where he might look to you for support is on the issue of creationism, teaching it along with evolution. Would you support teaching creationism in the schools?
Well, I certainly think all students should be aware of creation. They should be aware of that, absolutely. Teaching it as a science, it should be taught on equal footing.
It should be taught as science.
Let me say it should be taught in the school system equally.
The reason I bring that up is the U.S. Supreme Court has ruled that it should not be taught as science. You know, you might have a comparative religion course or something like that, but you believe it should be taught in the science curriculum.
Yes.
You were elected with a lot of Tea Party support. What is your philosophy, and how do you think you can have an impact when you get down there?
Well, what I like to say is, Shelley, is that it's not about the messenger, it's about the message. And it's the message of a conservative Republican philosophy of limited government, less taxes, and less regulation. I tell voters that I'm not going to compromise my faith in God, my constitutional convictions, or my core beliefs in liberty, freedom, and the conservative philosophy of the Republican Party.
Don Huffines, thank you for joining us today here at KERA.
Thank you very much, Shelley. I enjoyed being here. Look forward to coming back.